This is Kisscam, written by the gay trans guy 06, read by Mistborn Hero and Icebreaker Podfic, featuring the ship Jason, Mickey. Summary: the game after they came out, when they somehow end up on the Kisscam. Kill me. Now. Today is the first game since Jason and I came out to the world, and I am so scared I wanna crawl into a ball and hide away. We've been receiving mostly support. Some NHL teams even posted about how hockey needs to improve to be inclusive. But of course, there are still some bigots. Some call us slurls. Some say that if we get drafted to their teams, they will stop being fans of said teams. Hockey is not very inclusive. I've always known this, but coming out, I no longer know it. I feel it in a new way. Although my team was supportive, some players have made videos about how if we were on their team, they would never change near us again. Jason has been receiving the brunt of it, though. He is not just a gay hockey player. He is a black hockey player. Meaning, even though we are both queer, he has been criticized more for it. I try my best to support him, but my comfort can only go so far. I just want to play, but I know every touch, every look on the ice will be looked over by everyone trying to see where it turns romantic rather than two teammates congratulating each other. I step onto the ice and my thoughts melt away. It helps that Jason told me that tonight is our night. That we are gonna make history by being the first openly gay hockey players in the NHL, and that gave me all the motivation to go out there and kill it. That's what I did. 2 goals and 1 assist later, Jason, Ciro, and I stepped off the ice, taking a break. I looked up and noticed the Kisscam was going around, and the left. I watched as a girl stared down the girl next to her for not noticing the Kisscam. It made me happy that they went out of their way to not do a boy and a girl. I pointed to the 2 girls kissing on the Kisscam out to Jason, and he laughed, saying, "Watch them do that to us." "Don't you dare put that energy into the world, Caulfield," I glared, making him smile even more. God, I love that smile, but I really don't want to know what hockey fans would say about us kissing on a bench during a game. When I look back at the Kisscam, it sure as hell is pointed at us. Kill me now, please. Ciro started chanting, "Kiss, kiss," causing the fans around him to join, and soon enough, it felt like everyone was chanting for us to kiss. I look back at Jason. The motherfucker is smiling. I glared back. "Gotta give the people what they want, don't we?" Jason said, planting a kiss on my cheek. If my cheeks somehow weren't red before now, they are now. I just hope the fact that we have been on the ice covered that up well enough. "Now that is the money I don't want to be a part of," I heard Ciro chuckle at us. I looked back at him, glaring. I feel like my glares don't mean anything with how often I do them. But what else am I meant to do? Smile? No, that is Jason's job. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2024 for the challenge Cold Read.